Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on calbanyan.com. Hey, how's it going? You know, I'm so excited to be here with Erica. You know, we've got like over 445 episodes. So if you haven't been to calbanyan.com, you want to go there, become a VIP member. It's all free. And let me see here. Oh, I alluded to last episode. I want to talk about in this episode, and Erica came up with the topic, and it has to do with how to work like a pro from your very first client or your very next client, if in case you've already had your very first client. And it has to do with being present and the preparation that is required to do, because you do that, and that is the very best way to either take your practice to the next level or to start your practice off the very best way possible. All right. Now, speaking of Erica, you guys know her. She's been with us for a while now. And Erica, brilliant. That's how I describe her. Brilliant. She's gone from, you know, one profession to another. She went from the profession of being a software engineer, professional problem solver, a Silicon Valley type person, into a people person. How did she do that? She said, I want to work with the most powerful brain in the world, the human mind. She got certified up there by another school in Bellingham, Washington, but she didn't really have the confidence she needed to get going. She got the 5 Path 2.0 DVD video set, and then she goes, wow, now I get it, now I can start seeing clients. Then she built upon that by coming to my live training, and now she is actually a trainer for us, conducting my certification courses in Bellingham, Washington. So proud of her. She's also speaking at the convention. Wow, what a phenomenal human being. How you doing there, Erica?
Hi, Cal. Thank you. Thank you for that very kind introduction.
Can you think of anything else nice I can say about you? Did I leave anything out?
That's just very nice of you to say those things. So, you know, saying that I'm brilliant.
They're all true.
Very nice. Let me tell everybody about you, all right? So Cal is the hypnosis celebrity, not just because of all of these wonderful training videos, but he's the hypnosis celebrity because he's won nearly every award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, and he's appeared on television and radio promoting hypnosis, promoting his books, The Secret Language of Feelings, one of my favorites that I give to my clients. You know, Cal is the real deal. He's the real thing. And so I just love seeing him in person, and he is still teaching. He's still training. He's still seeing private clients. He is still making public appearances. And he is the person that the experts in the field turn to. He's the authority on hypnosis that works. And I'm just really grateful to be here with you today, Cal, talking about this really important topic, how to be present with your clients. And just one last thing about Cal, because, you know, as he said, I did get a different training first. And I knew right away when I got my training, when I learned what hypnosis was all about, that this is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. But it wasn't until I got my 5 Path 2.0 DVD training and went through the 5 Path program, whether you do it live or DVD, you know, they're both great. They both have their good reasons for doing either one. Once I had that, then I felt confident seeing any client that walked through my door. So Cal's had a huge impact on my life. And when I met him the first time at the NGH convention, it was just really remarkable. He is the real deal. I'm very, very honored and happy to be here with you today, Cal. So thank you.
You know, I'm thinking, as you're going on and on, you go, he's still seeing clients. I'm thinking, what do you think I am, 95 years old?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You make it sound like I'm ready to, he's 95 years old and he's still seeing clients. We're an amazing old fart.
Well, you do want to still be seeing clients when you're 95, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, someone was saying, when are you going to retire? I say, you know, the deal is kind of selfish. I don't ever want to retire. How do you quit doing something that is so important to yourself, that helps so many people? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I might be doing podcast episode 2043 in 2043. I mean, I think that as I get older, I hope to get smarter and be able to use my time more efficiently and to be able to be more flexible with my hours, maybe, you know, doing maybe 3 days a week or something like that. But just to pull the plug and go, I'm done, I'm gone fishing, that has no appeal to me whatsoever. What do you guys out there think? Leave a comment below. Do you think I should retire? Or do you think you should retire? Or do you think as long as you have the passion, you should just keep on mashing? Whatever that means, but it rhymes.
Well, I agree. I think I'll be doing this for the rest of my life as well. And it's going to look different. I'm sure it's going to look different in 10, 20, 30 years. But I'm still going to be doing this because I absolutely love it.
You know, that kind of makes me think, you know, you go to the NGH convention and there's a lot of old guys there. And not quite as many older ladies as there is older guys, because, you know, back in the days in the 50s and 60s, women weren't getting into the profession like the men were. But now, you know, I'm starting to understand why someone just keeps on doing it. And they're, you know, in their 70s, like Dr. Damon, I probably shouldn't say that, in his 60s, like Dr. Damon. I don't know. I didn't come out of that very smoothly, did I? All right. What's our topic today?
Today we are talking about how to work like a pro from client number one, or, you know, your next client, the gift of being present with your client. So let me set this up, because I came up with this idea in the last hypnosis super course that I taught, the hypnosis certification course that I taught, because you know what, that class, there is so much amazing information in that class. And at times you can almost see your students like, oh my gosh, this is so much information. How am I going to remember all of this? I'm going to put all this in my head. All right. And so I started thinking, okay, so how does this all work, right? And I got an idea in my head, like a musician, right? So a musician goes up on stage. Now, most musicians, you know, they're playing from the heart, right? They don't have their sheet music up on stage with them, especially like if it's their own music, of course, right? They're playing from the heart. So the gift of being present with your clients is the best gift that you can give them. First of all, get the best training that you can. Okay. And then when your client walks through the door, just be completely and totally present with them, because when you lead with your heart, you are the hypnotist that believes in what they do, right? You're the real deal. You can be there for that client and help them, right? And from day one, you can help them just by being present. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, that's such an important thing. And a big part of how we practice, how we structure the practice so that people can become familiar with the material quickly enough so that they are connected to watching, still in rapport with the client. Because if you are constantly, you know, in the client's view and looking down at your notes, or you're reading something and you sound like you're reading it, then, or you're asking for a finger signal or a nod of the head and you don't see it, you got to be with the client. Like the musician or the actor is really with the audience, to have that dance going on, that you're doing this thing together. Perfect. Keep going.
All right. So respect and honor the power that this work has. So recognize that you have the power to change lives here, okay? And it's a gift that your client is giving you, they're trusting you, and you want to do the best thing for them. So just respect and honor this work that you were doing by being completely and totally present there. The next thing is, you got to live what you do, right? There shouldn't be this part of you that, you know, is the hypnotist Erica and then, you know, other Erica. I live what I do. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm being a hypnotist wherever I go with my friends and family. I'm sure they would get tired of me doing that type of a thing. But what I mean is that I live what I do. I take things to heart. You know, when I am learning things in the office with clients, or I'm sharing how to lead a better life, you know, using the hypnosis techniques that we do, I use them myself, right? So I do my own forgiveness work. I do my own learning from mistakes. I do all of that stuff all on my own. So I'm like, what's the phrase? You're like eating your own cooking or something, right? So you're cooking the food and eating it too, right? So you need to be doing that. What do you think, Cal?
Super. And so these are things that you did so that you could be congruent and you could be present with your clients, right?
Absolutely right, because then you don't have, there's no separation. You're not trying to think, okay, what should I do next? You're just that person. You're authentic. You got the best training. You are just completely and totally present with your client right then and there. You're not trying to remember how you're supposed to do something, because you've just integrated it into who you are.
Okay, so there you were. You're ready to see your first client after you've become like a five pather, right? And, you know, five path is not a simple read a script kind of thing. There's five phases, and it has some of the most powerful techniques like age regression, parts work, and this kind of thing going on. What specifically did you do to make sure that you had, that you knew the material well enough that you could be with the client instead of like an outline or a script?
Well, I did have an outline, okay, so I did have that, but I did boot up before my client walked in the door, right? So before my first client walked in the door, this is, you know, phase one, session one with a client, so I knew exactly what I was going to do. I did have an outline, right? And I think it's fine to look at an outline because you don't want to forget anything. I like checklists, right? I want to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not trying to sit there and read something, right? So certainly ahead of time, you are kind of booting up for everything that you already know. And then you kind of, you know, you want to let go. It is really good to plan, but it's also understandable and a good idea to know that plans change. So you don't want to hang on to something so tight that you're rigid and you know you're not able to be flexible in sessions. And that's what one thing about being present, right? So you're not waiting for your client to say something in particular to move to the next phase or something like that. You know the material well enough, and then you are just really present and watching your client, because if you're trying to look at your notes or you're trying to figure out exactly what you're going to do next, you might miss something that the client has said to you, or the client might recognize that you're not really there. So being present is so important. Does that answer your question?
Yes, and you know, to kind of reinforce something you're saying, you know, like the singer, or maybe the actor in a case of like a stage, you know, a live stage performance. What do they do? And that is, they rehearse. They read their lines over and over again. They have they get together and have mock games, and they practice things over and over. You know, one of the things that I learned very early on, both because of my military training and my psychological training, is you cannot replace drill. And you can't always have a physical practice partner. So, you know, I just got Mr. Pillow, and I'd put him in my chair, and I would drill through, at just like an athlete practicing her swing or stroke or whatever, and just like an actor rehearsing his lines. And so drill. Don't, if you want it to be with your client, you have to let some of that stuff kind of go into muscle memory so that it just open your mouth and the right words come out. You hold your hand out in front of the person the way you want to at just the right time to say, take a look at my hand, take a nice deep breath, exhale, close your eyes. Just do it over and over and over again. Just a little bit strange example. A friend of mine is a Marine, because I belong to a veterans motorcycle club. I know a lot of Marines. And we were talking one day, and he said, I forget what we were talking about, he says, you used to drive me crazy. And that in my training, they'd have us do the same stuff over and over and over again. And it just seemed so strange. You know, shoot. Take this position, shoot. Reload, da-da-da-da-da. And it was like, oh my God, if I do it again, I'm going to just, you know, throw up. But he says, it saved my ass when the bullets started flying in Iraq, because I didn't have to think about it. I could, about, you know, how to manage my weapon, how to get cover, how to get concealment. I could think about where my enemy was. I could be with my enemy. See, and focus on the enemy and also where my fellow Marines or soldiers are. And that's kind of, in a much scaled down way, the way your first client is. It's like, oh my gosh, it can be really scary. So you need to have drilled through it until it's automatic. What do you think about that, Erica?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And now, once you said that, I remembered that, because it's been a little while, but I remember that I had recorded my induction, and I would just say it over and over and over and over. So I recorded it, I listened to myself saying it, and then I would repeat it at the exact same time, just over and over and over and over. And then pretty soon, I could be completely and totally present with my clients when I was doing that induction, because I knew it so well that I could watch for the little nuances in the client's face and the body language and all of these things shift as I was just continuing to do this. So you're right, that drilling, it seems like such a long time ago now, is so important, and it gives students confidence, and it helps them feel really comfortable going out into the very first session with a client. So drilling is so important, whether you like it or not. It's part of everything, you know, most professionals do, right? Musicians do it, actors do it, athletes do it. So yeah, absolutely. As a professional, get accustomed to drilling and just do it over and over and over and over. You'll be so happy that you did that when you're sitting in the office with your client.
And I think you mentioned something also really important. You know, modern professional athletes, they are video recording their practice, their swing, whatever it is, and the coach can look at it or they can look at it, because sometimes stepping out of yourself and looking at it can help you so much more. So yes, at least audio record your practice sessions, and you'll notice that the way you say things becomes more fluent, you begin to sound more confident. So yes, absolutely. All right, wrap it up.
Well, thank you for joining me here today. I'm Erica Flint, and you can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. You can also find me at Our Hypnospace, where I lead a marketing group. I would love to see you at the National Guild of Hypnotists Conference. I'm giving two talks on Get New Clients with Google Fast on Friday. I'm also teaching a hypnosis course in August and another one in October. So I would love to see you in class. I'd love to see you at the convention. Leave me a note or connect with me somehow. You can leave comments about this podcast here or on our Hypnospace. So I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you.
Awesome, Erica. And you guys, you know me, I'm always at the convention, and I am teaching a 1 hour on the universal script. Could one script really do it all? Very popular course. Also, I got a 2 hour paid workshop on age regression, mastering age regression, the essentials. And then the big kahuna, the coup de grace, post-convention, the 2 days after, I'm going to do a live certification course on age regression. Let me train you. Let me give you the insider secrets, the techniques that unless you've done, you know, like 1,000 age regressions, you're never going to learn them by yourself. And please notify the NGH you want to be in my classes, because time to time they fill up. They put me in a bigger room, and then sometimes that fills up. And I don't want you to come to the convention, want to be in one of my talks or my courses and not fit in. So right away, if you're sure you want to do it, contact NGH.net. All the contact information is there. All right. Also, of course, in October, the 5th through the 16th, I have my NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. It's super because it has 5-path, 7-path, and a bunch of other really cool stuff. All right, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.